From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. It's a go for Santa Claus's first official visit of the season to Timmins. The downtown Santa Claus parade is set for 6 o'clock on the night of Saturday, November 13th. BIA Executive Assistant Stacy Martin says there are 46 entries. There is no partridge in a pear tree, but entries include 3 dance schools, 3 high schools, the Navy League Marching Group, and 3 car, motorcycle, and ATV clubs. Martin adds that it's not too late to enter.
We've extended the deadline until this Friday, which is November 5th.
You have until 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. There's been no change since last Thursday in the number of COVID-19 cases in Porcupine Health Unit territory. Since the pandemic arrived, there have been 2,224 confirmed cases. 2 of them remain active. The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 topped the 5 million mark today, less than 2 years after the coronavirus first surfaced. The United States, Britain, the European Union, and Brazil account for nearly half that total. In the U.S., there have been more than 740,000 COVID-19 deaths, the globe's highest toll. Smile! Chances are you're on a Timmins police video camera. The number of cameras from one end of the city is now over 24, with 5 recently added. Sergeant Camille Cameron tells us they record crimes and traffic accidents and help cut down on the incidents of crime.
We don't try to hide them. They are visible to the public. There is signage indicating, with the Timmins Police logo, indicating that the area is under surveillance, but they definitely work as a deterrent as well.
Half of the money for the new cameras came from the Provincial Solicitor General's office, with TPS paying the balance. Finally, this afternoon, the overpass on Algonquin Boulevard at Spruce Street isn't as iconic as the McIntyre headframe, but it is a local landmark. It will be relegated to history sometime in the next few years. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says it was originally called the Subway and was built to allow car traffic underneath railroad tracks. That was in 19-teens. It soon became known for epic flooding.
And the flooding starts right away, right in the 1920s.
To this day, significant rainfall causes flooding. Cars stall and get stuck in the water.
When you look at it, it's almost like a little soup bowl from both ends, right? So any type of monumental rains and you end up with that flooding situation. And it's something that's been there almost 100 years.
The structure will be removed and the road brought up to grade when Connecting Link reconstruction reaches it. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.